Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Bucknutters. Welcome to the Bucknuts Morning 5 here on Monday, June 24th, 2019. I am Dave Biddle. Very happy to be joined by Patrick Murphy. Patrick, a lot to get into today. I want to start off with running back recruiting and maybe why Ohio State is struggling so far with running back recruiting. Hey, there's still a ways to go, and they're still in on some big-time guys like Bijan Robinson. But our Bill Bank Green, switched his crystal ball for Diamante Treanham from Ohio State to Arizona State. And my goodness, Bill Green is as locked in as you could be, especially in that part of the state. The number five player in the state of Ohio is Treanham. I don't remember Ohio State ever losing out to Arizona State in recruiting, especially for an Ohio kid. We'll get into some of the other running backs, but my theory here is that Ohio State has they've built such a pass-happy offense, and wide receivers want to come play in this offense. Quarterbacks want to play in this offense, Patrick. But perhaps running backs might be a little bit reluctant to come play in this offense, even though Ryan Day is saying it's going to be balanced. Maybe they're thinking they're not going to get the ball enough. That's my theory. I can't figure out any other reason why they might be struggling in running back recruiting. What are your thoughts?
I think that's a pretty sound theory. Obviously, these kids watch Ohio State week in, week out, especially the ones considering the Buckeyes. And, they saw last year that the running game was not as good as it's been in recent years. 2,398 yards total rushing. Obviously, that changed a little bit because you had Dwayne Haskins. You didn't have a running quarterback as Ohio State's had for so many years. But still, that's, basically 1,000 yards less than they had the year before, a little under 1,000 yards less than they had rushing, in 2017. So clearly there was a change in offense, and Ryan Day was the head of that offense. Now obviously he's the head of the whole program. So if you kind of take that and extrapolate it out, maybe that is a reason. Now I do think that's a 1 year sample size and probably not the best way to look at it, especially considering you're going to have a more mobile quarterback. You're going to be able to go back to some of the QB runs that open up the run game, and as Urban Meyer used to talk about, kind of equate numbers. But yeah, if you're a running back and you're looking at Ohio State right now and you saw last year that, they struggled in the red zone to get touchdowns for their running backs, even though J.K. Dobbins did end up with 10, Mike Weber with 5, it just wasn't as dominant. It wasn't as focused as it was the year before. That certainly might play into your decision making, especially when you're talking to other programs, Arizona State, Wisconsin, places like that, could be saying, look, we're going to run the ball. If you go to Ohio State, Ryan Day's a guy, a quarterback coach who likes to throw. So that certainly could be a part of it. Obviously, we hope from an Ohio State perspective that they can land another good one. But yeah, it's not been as easy as it has been for, say, the wide receivers, as you pointed out.
Yeah, and that's the thing. And again, I'm with you. I don't think it's necessarily fair if that perception is out there that Ohio State's just going to pass the ball all around the lot and they're not going to run the ball, because they're not going to have the best passing quarterback in school history every year in Dwayne Haskins. They're going to be – and Ryan Day has said, as I said earlier, Ryan Day wants a balanced offense, but people are just looking at what happened last year. Hey, and like I said, it's helping Ohio State get quarterbacks, including on the recruiting trail and transfers. I don't think they would have got Justin Fields if they didn't have such a good year passing. And it's helping them get receivers. Maybe it's hurting them with the running backs. We'll see. Fans might be wondering, what's going on with Kendall Milton? It's not like Ohio State has no chance with Kendall Milton, but – Bill Kerlick switched his crystal ball. I'm getting at the Bills right this time. It actually was Bill Kerlick. Bill Kerlick switched his crystal ball from Ohio State to Georgia. So much like when Bill Green switches his crystal ball to Arizona State for Treanham, when Curlick switched his crystal ball to Georgia for Milton. He's not out completely, but he's pretty much out in my book. They're still in on Bijan Robinson, Patrick. It might be an Ohio State-Texas battle. Number four running back in the country. Young man out of Tucson, Arizona. He's not considering hometown University of Arizona. Five-star kid. Maybe they'll get Bijan Robinson. Zach Evans seems out to me. He didn't even visit Ohio State this weekend like he was planning on. So it seems like it's – and they're in on some all-purpose backs as well, guys like Michael Drennan and some other guys. But as far as like an actual running back, Bijan Robinson might be their best chance now, but seems like he might be leaning towards Texas if I had to guess.
Yeah, and I think this whole thing is interesting because you look at what Ohio State currently has on the team, and I think running back needs to be a bit of a priority right now. And you know, it just for whatever reason, and we've discussed at least one of them here, it hasn't worked in terms of getting commitments thus far. You know, J.K. Dobbins, if he has another 1,000-yard season, which he did last year despite not playing as well as he did as a freshman, probably going to consider going to the NFL. And beyond that, you know, do you have the next guy on the roster to kind of carry you forward? Master Teague showed flashes last year, but, you know, I haven't seen enough of him to know if he's a complete back that can carry the load. You know, the freshman coming in, talented, but still have to prove it. So, yeah, I think running back recruiting is in a really interesting place right now because it would have been nice to see them land one of those top guys, have yourself kind of set for that class and know you've got something coming down the pipe when there's a good chance that J.K. Dobbins is going to leave. And I'm not saying that the guys they have right now aren't talented, but you want to add somebody every year, I would think, to kind of keep that competition going, especially when you were in for so many talented guys early on and it looked promising at the start of the recruiting cycle.
Yeah, and I still have faith in the staff. They're going to – Tony Alford, anybody who's down on Tony Alford, that's misplaced. He is one of the best recruiters out there.
Yeah,
I still think it's going to work out well for Ohio State in this class. And let's talk about – let's switch gears and talk about some good news here. Ohio State with Clark Phillips III making his announcement for the Buckeyes on Friday, the high four-star corner. The Buckeyes now have the number five class in the country for the 2020 class. They just keep rising and rising. They have 13 commitments. Look, Paris Johnson is still, you know, listed in the class. I do think he's going to reaffirm that and just leave no doubt at all pretty soon. Sounds like Paris Johnson really enjoyed his visit over the weekend. His teammate Darian Henry, the number two player in Ohio, I think he'll be a Buckeye. So, you know, they got Jaden Ballard from the 2021 class. Speaking of wide receivers, high four-star wide receiver Jaden Ballard from Massillon committed over the weekend for the 2021 class. And now have three prospects in their 2021 class. They're ranked number three in the country in that class. But looking at this 2020 class, getting Clark Phillips, some of the other guys are going to get in the near future, in my opinion, like Darian Henry. I mean, I'll be shocked if this doesn't, you know, end up as a top five class this year for the Buckeyes.
I think so, too. And, you know, if anyone thought that Urban Meyer retiring and you know, stepping away from that side of recruiting and whatnot was going to slow things down for the Buckeyes, obviously they've been mistaken. And I wrote about that on Friday as the updated rankings, team rankings came out. You know, Ryan Day's good at this whole thing, it seems, and he's hired a staff that you know, has experience recruiting and has stepped in, done it well. Even the guys that don't have a ton of experience recruiting, like a Jeff Hafley, you mentioned Clark Phillips, that's a guy he was obviously a part of being the secondary coach. So, you know, they've gone all in on this. You know, there's been no step back, maybe even a bit of a step up, given what you had to kind of make up in the 2019 class and then catch up with the 2020 class, the whole new staff coming in. So I think it's very exciting what's going on with Ohio State recruiting right now. You know, we can talk about the running backs as maybe a bit of a downside, but there's always going to be a position or two that you don't hit on in a class. So, you know, they're going to keep on rolling. Obviously, recruiting rankings and everything are great. You've got to prove it in the fall when it matters, but, you know, you keep bringing talent like this, it makes it a lot easier to win on Saturdays.
No doubt about it. Great stuff as always from Patrick Murphy. Really appreciate it, Patrick, and thank you to all the listeners out there for tuning into the show. I appreciate that as well. Hope everyone has a great day. Let's hear the Buckeye swag, best damn band in the land.
New CBS Monday. NCIS is back. We need all hands on deck.
So grab your gear.
NCIS!
And join our elite team.
What are the charges?
Murder.
New cases to be solved.
Double tap to the chest.
Same caliber as the murder weapon.
And new criminals to catch.
That's the bomb maker. Where's the bomb?
A new NCIS, Monday, 9, 8 central, on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.